I'll just wish it was Saturday night. Come from Welbeck tonight and get up in the well. Didn't get up by a narrow margin at the end. I thought he was going to run straight past the one in front, but flying Dubai fought back well.
Yeah, he did fall back. My boat sort of. He does it all. Oh, he does a lot. He runs to him and goes run past him, then half sort of pulls up and waiting for him.
He thinks about it, does he?
He does. Yeah, he sort of runs. He goes from jogging, running past him to sort of half wanting him. He's not stopping. I think he's just immaturity with him. He's only had about a dozen starts and that, but he's never really come from behind a lot. That was his first time I think he's ever drawn the second line or come from well back. So, yeah, but he does that. He does. He looms up and like he's going to put him away, but he just does enough to win, you know. And so you can't say he don't try. He's won about nine now. So, yeah, but he just doesn't really want to put him away. He just sort of likes racing them head to head a bit, you know. And, you know, it's going to probably be a... Hopefully, a habit he gets out of.
Nightmare for the driver.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, if something will sit on him one day and might now ping him, you know. But he sort of lets him get a half hit sometimes on him, and then he'll fight, you know.
Still plenty of scope there with him.
There is. Yeah, it's only his third or fourth run back this time, and he's a gross sort of horse, and he's a very lazy track worker. And the older he gets, he doesn't seem to get any keener. He seems to be, he's just laid back sort of horse and very lazy, and he's a gross sort of horse. So I think, you know, that's how he's got to come to his peak through racing, you know. He won't do it at home. You should sort of try and bust him at home. You sort of can flatten him. So, so I just sort of let him race in the peak, you know, race in the peak fitness. So.
Have you got anything particular planned for him?
Oh, not really. He's only a C6, so he's still got probably another, race or two in the, lower grades before he gets to the big... So once he gets the C8, then he's sort of got a... He's up with the big boys, so yeah. Look, whether he has a stint in MO or goes straight in or free for all, he'll stand all right. So I think he'd be right in discretionary. So, but as in the discretionary, you only get one or two wins out of him, and then you sort of start to get handicapped out of him pretty quick. So, yeah, probably his short term mission will be just running the class races here, and then we'll just wait, play it up by year. You know,
for an MO in a few months' time.
Well, he could, yeah. If he sort of gets to that mark and then he's going good enough, I've got a couple probably in a similar boat, envelope and that have only had 12 and 13 starts, and they're sort of up against, up against the Hobart Cupfield, after 13 starts, and then they're just not mature enough, and I suppose when they draw bad and they're out the back too, it doesn't help either, but
Well, I would say that night, and let's hope he continues on and wins you more races. I think he's got a bright future.
Yeah, hopefully. Thanks, Pete.